This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 23rd August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today across Israel is mild, with sunny skies expected in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, a perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just over 2 hours ago, a family feud in East Jerusalem turned deadly with gunfire and Molotov cocktail attacks. Three people lost their lives, including two killed by Israeli security forces. Also this morning, Maariv brings word of continued Israeli airstrikes in Syria. Meanwhile, turmoil persists at Ben Gurion Airport, and Turkey is reportedly seeking an international arrest warrant against Prime Minister Netanyahu. Also this hour, Ynet informs us that the IDF accuses Hamas of sending children to fly kites into Israel. These kites, found near Gaza, carried messages in Arabic, raising concerns of psychological tactics at the border. Separately from earlier today, JTA confirms the remains of Yehuda Katz, the last Israeli soldier missing from the first Lebanon War's Sultan Yaqub battle, have been found. Katz was just 22 when he died 44 years ago. And finally, in earlier reporting, Ynet highlights Netanyahu's legal action against Pinchas Aydan over strikes at Ben-Gurion Airport. Here's what people are saying online. Avi Kanner, a commentator, posted just minutes ago expressing skepticism about political rivalries. Meanwhile, Gab Draws, an artist, reflected on how real learning happens through actions rather than arguments or social media. In another development, Balaz News reported moments ago that Georgia has chosen not to join the EU sanctions against Iran, emphasizing its national interests. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the East Jerusalem incident, the Jerusalem Post details that the violence erupted in a neighborhood dispute and escalated to include deadly exchanges with security forces. This outbreak underscores ongoing tensions in the area, with implications for local stability. Turning to the Israeli airstrikes in Syria, Maariv notes these strikes are part of a broader military strategy, while diplomatic tensions rise as Turkey pushes for an arrest warrant against Netanyahu. This legal and political maneuver may further strain Israel-Turkey relations. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights the IDF's concerns over Hamas's tactics at the Gaza border. The use of children to fly kites is seen as a psychological ploy, reviving fears of past conflicts. This development may impact future military and civilian strategies in the region. Additionally, the discovery of Yehuda Katz's remains, reported by JTA, closes a long chapter for the families of soldiers missing since the first Lebanon War. This finding may bring some closure to those who have waited decades for answers. Finally, in the legal arena, Netanyahu's lawsuit against Pinchas Aydan, as reported by Ynet, highlights ongoing disputes affecting Israel's major transportation hub. The outcome could influence labor relations at the airport. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Israeli cyber insurer AtBay is selling to Munich Re for $575 million. CEO Rotem Iram emphasizes that the deal benefits all stakeholders, marking a significant achievement for the company. Separately, Tech shares insights from Unitree's CEO Wang Xingxing, who predicts a major advance in AI. He foresees humanoid robots performing the majority of household tasks, signaling a transformative shift in technology. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Rami Levy Real Estate plans to invest 225 million shekels in two new shopping centers. These developments will expand retail opportunities in Rosh Hayin and Mishor Adumim, boosting local economies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.